Hello and welcome to the this month's what are we? This is the broadcast patrons bonus show for April 2019. How is it going, even though it's May? I'm Colleen. You know that though, because you're here listening to it.
I'm Amanda. I'm doing just fine. We're only a couple days into May. It's fine.
Yeah, just a couple days. A couple days late.
And I'm Shandy.
Oh yeah, and she's here too. How's it going, ladies?
Good, good, good.
We are fresh off the Raleigh boat.
Uh-huh. Yep. I don't know if any of us are feeling terribly fresh, though.
No, I'm maybe definitely
warmed
not.
Over might be more appropriate.
Yes, maybe. My voice has not come back yet from the the great karaoke.
Oh my god, I'm glad. Me too. My voice was like several octaves lower today. Yeah, yeah. All day. Like scratchy, and I'm like, I'm not putting this on. I'm just like really sore.
Yeah.
It's like, but what's wrong? Is this old age?
If you want to hear more about the Raleigh weekend, we're going to talk about it extensively in this week's regular show that will be out on Friday. What, Friday is the 10th?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. May is like over already, guys. let's go into the first clip here. We have a couple of clips. I did a terrible job of selecting clips this month, but I think that they're fun. The first one is a fun one that I did. I called it on my little list here because last time we did this, remember, I didn't actually know which clip was coming up. So I was like, it'll be a surprise.
Right.
This time I did at least do that. I called this one Another Con. So here we go. That's why I originally paid attention to it a few years ago, because this has actually been going on for a couple of years, like the Theranos scandal, and then the documentary brought it to life. It probably wasn't 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, when you have children, which is another reason, like that's in like the negative category for me, even though there's way more in the positive. You tend to lose like concept, like, you know, children put in cages in America. I feel like that was 4 years ago, but really in reality, it was like not even a year ago. It was like 10 months ago. So
no, that's not just a kid's thing. We all feel that way.
Okay. That's great. Okay. So that's good to know. So, okay. That's a plus. Everybody tell Jay that. Maybe that will help my case. Maybe that will. Don't you guys remember when we had less rambling podcasts because I was pregnant and couldn't drink? Wasn't that great? Everybody remind Jay of those wonderful 9 months of his life. Anyways, I mean, let's be honest, it was still me. There was still some degree of rambling. All right. I don't know if that was you guys laughing on the thing or here, but anyway, that was clip number one. It was just I took it out because of time, but you know, I think we can all reminisce about when I didn't ramble as much. At least I can. Editing was so much easier. anyway, all right, we're building up, okay? We're building up to the really funny ones. This next one is not funny, but...
Way to bury the lead.
Yeah. It's called the Fox News Rabbit Hole, and it was, I think it was a 3-minute clip that I took out for time, essentially, and because it had really, it was very off topic.
Our favorite.
Yeah, but sure. I apologize in advance, Scott. Or do I? So, I don't know. Here we go. Well, okay, that was the end of the other clip. That's how I got to that subject.
I told you it wasn't going to be funny. But then
what'd you say?
Said I told you it wasn't going to be funny.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, sorry. Here's the real clip. That happened.
This is what 2019 has done for us. We can't just have good, pure, happy memories. They have to then immediately be followed by something so rage-inducing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty
much. We can't see straight.
I gotta send you guys a link. It was an article that somebody compiled stories of what Fox News has done to my family, and some of them are horrible. Like parents that have gotten divorced over like another parent becoming like a Fox News junkie, and
you know, I could understand that.
Like yeah. They are horrific. I'll send you guys the link.
Yeah, I mean, I think just like politics. Because Fox News is like, you know, a part of politics, like your politics are reflect your core values as a person. So if you're going down the Fox News rabbit hole
right.
and your partner is not and nor ever has, then you have a very big right. divergence there of values. Right. So that's like, not going to work in a marriage.
This particular story was super sad because so the mom was a moderate Republican, the dad was a Republican, the son came home and said get a load of this guy and put on a Bill O'Reilly clip like to laugh at him, right, or something uh-huh. like that. The mom was like ugh, and the dad all of a sudden like became like the next time he was over was like obsessed with watching Fox News all the time. The mom, who still identifies as a moderate Republican, ended up divorcing him because she was like, I just can't with this. And the dad has prostate cancer, and Mike Huckabee sold his email to like Holistic Healers because he donated to Huckabee's campaign. Sold his email to Holistic Healers, where now he's probably going to die of prostate cancer that was caught in stage one. So it should have been easily curable because he's gotten mm-hmm. so many, yeah, all from Fox News.
Guys, go see a doctor. Get your kid vaccinated.
I mean, that's the really good thing about
news.
Right. That's the good thing about being progressive is that we do have science on our side.
That's we have science thing. And we have a good balance of silence in the universe. Like, the universe is not going to cause
you. You can have your beliefs, but, like, right. also it's, have your science, too. They can live together harmonious.
Yeah,
if God
universe,
created everything, like...
Yeah.
He also created science.
He did.
Theoretically.
The universe is
like,
not going to cure
you.
You want
to go down
measles.
That route.
Like. I mean, he also created Fox News. But
no, I think yeah. the devil did when he created Kris Jenner.
That's yeah, that's possible.
That's fair. No,
that's
but the universe is not going to cure your measles. Science is. But like, you know, you got to kind of hit that balance. Like,
gotta help you help the universe, help your maker, help you.
Exactly.
I'm not going to hand everything to you.
There's nothing wrong.
That's not how it should work. And that's don't expect it to.
Yeah.
Hashtag. Okay. This is so sad. Let's talk
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, let's move on. Okay, that was the end of the clip. I told you guys it wasn't funny, but you know, it was a
we were laughing about it anyway. Funny that you mentioned measles though, because there was that outbreak in like UCLA or something.
Yeah. Well, that's something I was thinking about and listening to that. It's like, well, that is actually something where there are crazies on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were talking about that, weren't we,
yeah.
Amanda?
Not. We were. We were this weekend. I feel like that was something we missed in our discussion in that clip, that both far-reaching sides of the
right.
spectrum
well, we
both
did, but-
struggle with the need to vaccinate. So
right.
PSA, vaccinate your children.
Yes. But you know, we got to that because we were talking about that dude in the story.
Who, vaccinate your friend's children.
Mike Huckabee said, you know, come, you know, not Mike Huckabee, but Mike Huckabee sold his information to like the holistic thing. So that's how we got on the vaccination thing. And anyway, you heard it. So you don't need me to re-explain it, everybody. All right. But I put that one second because then they get funnier from here.
Okay.
The next one is, well, it was when I had a little bit of trouble with days of the week. And it's significantly shorter than this last one. So here we go. Okay. We begin, we begin Friday, May 5th. We begin it in the dinner time.
May 3rd.
Fuck.
Okay. Usually you're so good with numbers. What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm actually literally looking at it on my phone. That's what it is. I'm not doing it from memory. I'm looking at it and my brain is just like, I can't compute. Okay. So we're going to start Friday, May 5th.
Nope. Friday, May 5th at Grand Central.
Yeah, at Grand Central. Okay. We're going to start on Friday, May 3rd. We will do things all day on May 4th, all day on Sunday, May 6th, including watching games. I said the 5th.
No, you didn't.
I said the 6th. You're right. Okay.
Anyway, dates don't matter. Dates are a construct.
Shh. We will do things. Sorry. Yeah.
It was just as good the second time around.
Yeah.
I struggled a little bit.
So uncharacteristic.
Fair. Next up, we have a clip called Amada. Take it away. Who wants the first one? I guess I'll do it since it's the poetry one. Unless somebody else wants
just to. Just notice that he spelled, I'm assuming it's a he, Amanda's name, Amada.
Oh, cool. Which means love, doesn't it?
I actually spell it that way sometimes too when I'm typing too fast. Or I flip the D and the A, or the D and the N. I'm on a tear.
Amanda.
Yeah, Amada is a girl's name meaning loved.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Or like Ananda, like from like the old MTV days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I used to think
her name was so much cooler. One less hump. Oh, yeah, because an M has two humps yeah. And an N only has one.
I get it.
You know, jokes are funnier when you really spell it out.
Okay.
Stand by it. Jokes are funnier when you make sure everyone really gets
really
it.
Really gets it. Do you want me to explain vaccines again, how we got on that topic?
Yep. Jokes and vaccines. That's what I'm here for.
Many crazy people on both sides.
On both sides.
I mean, you're not wrong. And now the final clip of the night. Anyone that stuck around this long will finally get to hear the Brothers in Arms discussion in its entirety. Because, okay, you guys don't remember this, but we named the episode Brothers in Arms, and I took out the actual portion of how we got to that joke and said, stick around for the Patreon show, and we will find out why it was called Brothers in Arms. This was the unedited clip, so part of this is what was in the episode, and then you'll hear parts of it that had been cut out, but I put the whole clip in the entirety so it actually makes sense in context. So. So anyway, all right, here we go. Side note, did anybody listen to the oral arguments and think that Brett Kavanaugh is nothing but a suck up who's just going to do whatever the Chief Justice, the way that he leans?
Well, even when he was saying things that I was like, yeah, cool. Like also, beer. At the same time, I was like, fuck you, you fucking perverted fuck.
Right. Right.
I like beer. That's all I could think of.
Right.
I like beer. And I like to be aggressive with women. And I'm a Supreme Court justice now. I like beer.
Well, that's going to be a great bonus.
So, yes, while surprised at what he said and the stance he took, does not absolve him of the fact that he's just a
I seriously, when I was listening to it the whole time, I was like, you suck up. You know that Roberts leans more towards being on the defendant side in things like this. So you are, and that's just based on what Madeline said in the last episode. I was like, so side note, just to give a little behind the scenes, I actually brought the conversation back to that because I, at that point, realized I was going to have to edit it out and I needed a smooth transition. Just a fun fact.
You're too smart. So, that's why you're the producer here.
So while it might have seemed a little like, you know, random, that was why, because I was like, I'm going back to this spot. Okay, sorry. Continue. You know that, and that's why you're just going on this side because you want to suck up.
Yeah, because you just want to not look like an asshole for once. But, you know, if a decision is about...
Also, Shandy wasn't having it. Spoiler
Shandy alert. Shandy was missing the cues.
Spoiler alert. No, Shandy was Shandy do as Shandy do.
But yep. You had things. You were passionate.
Which is why we love you.
Very much.
Okay, sorry. Resuming again.
A woman.
Right. Well, and that's an interesting point. Yeah. It's like, would it have been any different?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know what? If it gets Curtis off, that's also if it gets Curtis if
acquitted.
Then whatever.
Yes, no, definitely.
Okay, back to this. So yeah, it'll be very interesting if Chief Justice Roberts or Justice Kavanaugh write the findings. I wanted to give a big like fuck you to Clarence Thomas. Like, really, that's your question?
Right. Oh my god, I know. Also, like, I forgot about the whole thing of like how he's just like basically a silent observer. Seriously, dude?
Do you think that all of his colleagues look at him and are like, why are you here?
Seriously. You're not, yeah.
But isn't he like old as dirt?
Yeah, also, you know, there's that whole problematic thing about him.
Yeah, well, also, yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Being a buddy of, like, a brother in arms of Kavanaugh? Is that what you're alluding to?
No, the Anita.
Yes, Anita. No, that's
yeah,
exactly.
Being a brother in arms.
Yeah. Oh, he's only 70.
All this is coming out. Okay.
I thought he was much older than that. I thought he was only 70.
Yeah, we're going to go from isn't he old as dirt to Amanda going, he's only 70. and you guys are never going to know what you missed in between. I will go on the record to say that. Large chunks missing.
Brother in Arms is out.
Become a patron and find out what Brother in Arms means. And that was it.
We're a good team, guys.
See, those clips got progressively better. I was like, let me get these crappy ones out of the way first.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Also, seriously, get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Herd immunity is important. All right, for the question portion, we are going to do this real quick because we still have another episode to record. But luckily, it's an easy one because it's going to be us just gossiping about our trip the whole time.
Hold on.
I don't know which book. All right, how about this? I'm the worst.
You take your time. It's been a real lack of silence in my life the past couple of days. I'm enjoying this.
Very oh, true. Dude. Oh, I know.
It's very peaceful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Are you usually on time for things or are you habitually late?
So late. All the time.
Same.
Can't be on time if I tried.
The only thing I'm ever early to is when I used to take Pilates because I needed to get my spot and I would have anxiety that somebody was going to take my spot because they weren't assigned. It was like first come, first serve. And I would sometimes go to the gym a full hour early to put my stuff down in my spot. And then I would like go for a walk outside or do something. Yeah, I'm a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, no, the airport. And occasionally for meetings, but usually not.
Yeah.
I'm either super early or late. I'm never right on time. Never. Well, never.
I have pre-check because I'm generally late to the airport.
Nice. I know. I was telling Shandy about the one time you brought me to the airport and I had like 15 minutes before my plane was supposed to start boarding and we hadn't left your house yet.
Oh,
still
my
made
God,
it.
That's right.
You were like, you're going to make it. Don't worry. You have plenty of time. And you were right. I made it.
That's Ooh. Right. Oh,
had
my
time
God.
To pee, too.
Yeah. See, I'm good like that.
See? Especially, you always know. That's why I never doubt you.
Yeah. Especially you have that like real bad boarding. My boss was flying out of LaGuardia one day and her Uber was stuck in traffic. And she texted me and she was like, so I'm supposed to board in 10 minutes. I'm still on the bridge. Do you think like I should be worried? And I was like, oh, your suggested boarding time is in 10 minutes. Don't worry. You're going to be fine. You're going to not start boarding until 5 minutes after your flight's supposed to take off. And I was right.
She's lucky she didn't have to get out and walk to LaGuardia. That's also a thing that happens sometimes.
I've had to do that before.
I've done that before.
I've used to walk to LaGuardia from our apartment. Remember?
Yes, yes, but that was intentionally. I walked to LaGuardia unintentionally because my bus discontinued itself. Was the only way to get to the airport.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Anyway, Shanda, you answer the question. Your turn.
It depends if I'm by myself or with Frank. If I'm by myself, I'm generally on time or just fashionably late. If I'm with Frank, I'm like at least an hour late to everything all the time.
So it's one in a couple.
So next year, Frank will probably be coming to Raleigh, but I will, like, you guys will see me when you see me.
Separate flights.
Leave him at the airport. Oh my god, I meant to say leave him at the hotel.
Yeah, no, the He's airport be will be like,
just leave him at the airport.
Home Alone, Frank edition.
Tell him he can't come. I'm sorry, Frank, please come.
Yeah, no. It'll just be the first watch, for example. We'll miss first watch unless I tell him that it's at 9. I sometimes use that strategy.
Shh, don't give away your secrets. He'll know.
He won't hear this.
He's not a patron. It's cool. How do you show hospitality when entertaining guests? Stay tuned for episode 3.42 of the broadcast coming up. Let's see. This is for you, Amanda. The silence. Enjoy the silence. How many slices of pizza can you eat in one sitting?
Depends.
I had 5 on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a sliding scale sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, is this like really like a contest? Like, am I trying to really, like, am I being asked what I'm physically capable of if I push myself? Because if I need to push myself, I can push myself.
That's how big are these slices?
Yeah.
Well, those slices were thin though on Saturday. To be fair, 5 slices was probably the equivalent of 2.5.
Yeah, I could probably do 5 small slices. Yeah. 2 big.
Hmm. Yeah, I might be able to do 3 big. When I was pregnant with Zach, because we make tacos a lot, I used to eat like 5 tacos. I swear to God, like real actual taco size. Well, you know, like
taco size tacos,
taco size tacos. And now, like, I look back and I'm like, how did I do that? Because I can't eat more than like 2, maybe 3, if I'm really hungry now. Anyway, sorry, Shani, pizza.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I can eat a lot if I like. If this is like a contest, but comfortably. A few is fine.
And then one more. Let's see. Let's see if we need a good one. Ooh. What instantly makes you not like another person? We all know. Okay. We don't have to answer that one. Do you have any hidden talents that would be considered strange?
That's really like hard just to pull out of thin air.
Okay. Think about it.
And does the question come with some examples, some thought starters?
No, it does not. They're just questions.
Do I have any?
Oh, I can do a pretty mean velociraptor impression.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I feel like anyone could do that, but I just enjoy it.
I can't.
Do it.
I have to be drunk, and it's best if I'm standing up. So in a podcast, it wouldn't be great. But next year in Raleigh.
Next year in Raleigh.
Right.
If I have tequila, then suggest it, and I do it.
Oh, my God. Nice. Okay, well, then what crazy thing do you do when no one's looking? Sometimes I pick my nose.
Oh, I always really satisfying. And Shandy, I don't know. It well, you really have a nose ring. You don't have a stud, but it's very satisfying kind of pick the crust around the nose ring.
I also turn it around all the time to like make.
Now I feel like I have to pick my nose.
I do that more with like my rook hook or hook. It's a hoop. Yeah. It's not a hook. I don't know. What am I? A pirate?
Yeah, no, so I turn my nose ring around, which then looks like I'm picking my nose. So then I have to like consciously be like, don't do that in public, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine how many little kids have looked at me at a traffic light while driving and being like, that lady's picking your nose. I also have this habit of like chewing the nail polish off my finger, like, you know, going like this with my tooth and like peeling it, like, and then like, you know, leaving it like on the floor somewhere.
Yeah, I find that pretty satisfying. Like just picking anything. Like,
oh yeah,
nail polish. And then my nose. It's all butt satisfying.
Crack.
Yeah.
No, maybe not that. Maybe not my butt. I don't think that's terribly satisfying.
No, depends on what's stuck in your
this
butt.
Is taking a weird turn.
I really love tweezing, like whenever if Frank has like some like stray like ear hairs, you know, like man ear hairs, it is like my favorite thing in the world to tweeze them. And he thinks it's really weird, but he indulges me.
Oh, that's a good husband.
That's a very yes, good
it,
husband.
It hurts him and it's weird, but he just sees how much pleasure I get out of it, so
that's a good man.
That's, you know, that's couples that go the distance. Oh, I think I have a hidden talent.
Yep. Ooh.
I am very good at unknotting knots in necklaces.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm really, really good at it.
I love unknotting necklaces.
I can unknot almost anything.
That's a nice challenge.
Yeah.
That is like really frustrating when you... when it's like all bundled up and yep. And it's so small and you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And delicate.
Get on in there.
Wow. I think I'm pretty on display with all of my talents, which are not that many, but I can't think of, I have to think harder, faster, harder, stronger.
Stronger, faster.
What is it? Harder, better, faster.
Remembering lyrics, that's clearly our talent.
Okay, my talent is dates.
Yes, that's true. Yes. That is an amazing talent.
It's not and hidden, but it is a thing.
Well, mm-hmm. And it's something that most people don't possess, so it's certainly a unique talent.
Truth.
Yep.
Truth. All right. Well, okay. I think that's about it for us, because we got to go do a normal show. And, yeah. So... thanks for being a patron. If you're listening to this, we appreciate it. Thank you to Joanne with Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Drake the Distributor, which is his new name now. We workshopped a couple of these things this weekend. First, he was Jake the Destroyer, then he was Drake the Distributor. Which is very apropos. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next month. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.